If you have something real already that you've been working on and you know it's real, because it's real memory, you can tell the difference between real memory and imagination, of course. There's no chance of mistake during the hypnotherapy. By the way, I want to give you a little help. I have a friend, this one is not a hypnotherapist. Is this just a person who does something unique that can help you? If you feel you need that. His name is Tony Rodriguez. You know him, he's been in the secret space programs in the 20 and back, as many, many, many have been and have testified. Tony has never done any hypnosis. He had his memories back like lively, and you need to see his videos just to understand this. So he vowed himself to help other people to get their memory back, to try to get a core of memory back by themselves. So he knows a course. He has his website https://www.tonyrodriguez.com/avahunch. It's called Exercises for Fragmented Memories. He will teach you how to get back fragmented memories on anything. It's just method that he's found out himself, worked for himself. So he's sharing it. I told you about Thorhan having a holographic device in his forearm, and for those who have read me novel Resilience, I speak about these devices. It inspired me to put it in. That's an example of technology being used for greater good. Some beings have reached a certain level of evolution that they don't need any device, they don't need technology, they communicate just by consciousness. But for some practical, we can all do this. But for some practical, like we are going to use a pen. We need a pen to write. We cannot just write like looking at the sheet of paper like writing. We can't doth hat, okay. Well, not yet. So we need a pen. And Thorhan has this device, all the soldiers in Thief Federation have it. It's like you have a phone, the same thing, but it's a holographic sheet in his arm, 484, and it just can use this too. I saw him buying something with it, just getting his arm scanned. He's in total control of holographic implant. It's not nothing that can be hacked. We seem to have been programmed to fear that positive AI may be hacked by nefarious force or otherwise turn bad, like in 2001 Space Odyssey. Yes. 2001 Space Odyssey is a formidable example of ship AI, disclosure already. Normally no. They can't be hacked. The only person who can hack it is the person who created it. The culture who created it, and they don't do that. It can't be hacked. Imagine you could take over a fleet. Q. Protection is to be connected to God or the source. Yes, to be connected to the source of all life and the higher frequencies of source and its great protection, raising our frequency. That's why Thorhan always says this with the fingers raised frequency. You have one job. Q. Why you say Galactic Federation of Worlds and not Galactic Federation? It's the same, that's the long name, that's how they call themselves. Q. It is mentioned by some individuals that AI is source. Is the source natural? Oh no. I told you artificial means created by a culture. It is the opposite of natural. Be very careful. Artificial means created by a culture. Natural consciousness is not been created by anyone, comes from source, is a fractal from source, it's a soul. There's so much diversity in this galaxy. Q. Can autism be caused by AI? I suppose yes. I think a lot of bad AI created by greys, for instance. Q. Can we check for implants in our own bodies? Yes, you can. An implant is a technology, it's not an intelligence. It's a tool like walkie-talkies. Most of them are trackers. So it's not going to be of the same frequency of your body, because it's an implant, it's something that is put in you that doesn't belong to you. I tell people to do that, to tune into yourself to your own frequency and do this meditation. I'll always recommend, and it's in every meditation. I start by this, go within and connect with your higher self. And once you are this being of light, of frequency, you just look again at your body. And you see them, you see anything that is not of your body. You're going to see bad entities, if you are identities attached, you kind of see clouds of AI, you're going to see all ET implants or Mylab implants. You're going to see anything that doesn't belong to you. So meditation. You can see also for those who have developed their ability, that we all have of sensing by energy as the energy field with your hand. You can't do that. Rub your hands. It tingles, yes. That's ye energy field. You scan your body and you will feel a tickle when there's something that is different frequency, and that there's one. It cannot be always alien implants, it can be entity inclusions. I'm a shaman, I know very well these things. I've removed so many inclusions. 485. Sometimes people say they remove all implants by distance. I don't think it's possible to remove e-technology at distance, because technology is a physical thing. You need to be there physically and act physically on the stuff to remove it. But sometimes people are touching you or doing some procedures to remove them. Some implants are not to be removed, because some implants are something that will keep you healthy, that been put here by either the Andromedan Council or either a Council of Five to keep you healthy. I have this story that I heard of a woman, she had an implant in her neck and she got it removed. It was an ET implant and as she got removed, her heart failed and she got cancer and she had like plenty of problems. This thing was keeping her healthy, because it was put by good ET apostrophe S. Ask your higher self, has your guides, do I need to do that or not? Never ask anyone else. That is not a part of you and your beings, your guides, because we always seek outside what we could find inside. So you have all the answers inside. Q. If a channeler has anger, hatred issues and tend to hide facts, is that normal? No. To channel higher frequency beings you need to be in a high frequency place. And fear, anger, hatred, ego are not in a high place. So that tells. Q. When will Space Force start using smart suits? They have already, they use it already. Q. New internet, I don't know all the details, but Thorhan has told me since like 2 years ago, that we will get a totally different internet. It will be quantum and holographic instead. We won't need any more the plastic boxes. Q. Transgender programming. What I know about transgender programming is, the NEPU wants this. They want confusion, even in agendas. We are binary species humans. From any place we come in this galaxy on beyond. We are binary, and that's our DNA with the two coils that's the spoke about. We are binary species, because it's a dynamo, masculine and feminine. Is like the plus and the minus of a dynamo. We need them both and then both as full positive, full negative and these two forces will do the magnet and recreate the electromagnetic. It's the coil, it's the alchemy. The marriage of the masculine and the feminine creates life. If you mess this up in the head of people and you say, you cannot say you're male, you cannot say you're female. And I encourage you to even swap them and be either both, that is really trying to kill our nature, our power, our ability. So that is what the transgender agenda is and the programming done by the dark ones to confuse everyone. And that's really on purpose. The Dominion is behind the Orion, Nebu. Q. What can I do to raise my frequency? I did change my eating habit. I am trying to stay positive and happy all the time and very thankful of my life, but I don't get to connect with my higher self. You do already exactly what you need to do. Eating healthy, not putting into your body things that are low frequencies. Also trying to stay positive, not being get by fear. Fear is not part of you. It's fear, it's broadcasted from outside and it appeals to your instinctive animal fear by resonance. 486. The instinctive animal fear is something natural that tells you of a danger, but the problem is thief that's been broadcasted by the MSN by outside, that's refusing. Be positive. But okay, gratitude, very good. But you don't get to connect with your higher self. Because you need to do the extra thing which is meditation to go within. Connect with the being that inhabits this body and this being is of a higher frequency. And once you are this being, you are already in a higher frequency and you put your intention upwards and you can ask questions. and the answers come to you. It's your higher self, your higher consciousness responding. First you need to go within and tune with this being inside of you. Try this. Q. The soul in the body is like liquid. Yes. I've seen portals and that's what you get in the portals. It's an energy, it's like liquid. But solely different. It's like a fluid, etheric fluid, it's beautiful. Q. Meditate, ground yourself and ask that your silver cord be connected by your higher self and begin speaking or channel him or her. That is good. Thank you very much. It's a very beautiful advice. Q. In the beginning of our current civilization women use paragenesis. We lived off our glands not regressive organs. It is misinformation, nothing in the beautiful natural body of a woman is regressive. Woman body is a sanctuary, it's a alchemical cup. And anything in a woman's body as well as in a man's body are divine and sacred, because it's life, it's created by life, by evolution. There is nothing bad in it, nothing regressive. The reproductive organs are something beautiful and there is nothing of regressive in it to my understanding and belief. Paragenesis is not something related to human species, but to grey species. The greys can do the dot so you know where this misinformation comes. Q. My cat likes 528 Hz. Is there a HZ that is too high for animals? 528 Hz is the DNA frequency and that's really cool. Be careful when you go too high, I don't know exactly, but I think the book that I advise you, you have the answer in it. Some of you have followed my videos of sound sonic adventures with my friend Carmel and she does sound healing teachings, and she's a very well knowledgeable person, Celtic School of Sound Healing. I'm going to actually put this in the video description. I suppose for sound training she does everything online. Be careful. Do not try too high frequencies. I wouldn't go above 700. Really they have very sensitive ears. Q. What if the higher self is here in the physical body? I believe so, because I believe we call it higher self because it's not higher in place. It's not an extension of ourselves like a hard drive that is just standing above our heads. It's not higher in geographically, it's higher in frequency. So it's in us. Our higher self is our higher density selves. When we connect to ourselves, that's what we're connecting to. Nathisarat on this wonderful phrase put on the frontiship of a Greek temple in Delphi, a gift left to humanity, know thyself. And when you know who you are, nothing can knock you down, nothing can mind control you. 487. Q. Does the Andromedan Council place implants in the envoys? Every envoy has a communicator, an implant to track them. It's their star family or the structure in relation to them that makes sure they're okay. And so these implants, yes, the Andromedans do, that Council of Five do that, the Galactic Federation does that. So all implants are not bad. It's a walkie-talkie system, tracker, good. So they are monitoring their envoys of course. I tell you how some examples that I can experience, because mine is attuned to the higher frequency of the Galactic Federation. When I have a fear, someday I'm scared and I'm surprised or I am annoyed by something of strong emotion, it can be even joy. The emotions are electromagnetic pulses emitted by the brain, also so the heart and the brain and so it activates communication, sends a signal that is different and they are going to connect, hey what's happening, and try to help. Sometimes people have bothered me by distance or physically and the implant will send a signal and this person will be either pushed away by an electric field or sometimes quite impressive. I'm very well protected. So yes. The Andromeda Council can do that of course. Q. Do breathing techniques help to raise your frequency? Yes of course. Q. Do Tibetan bowls have the same effect as the tuning forks? No. Because tuning forks are a very precise, like surgical instrument that is going to act on the part of your body where you're going to apply it. A tuning fork is a medical nearly surgical instrument. Tibetan bowls are more for sound bath. They are going to raise the frequency of everything around. So all your energy, field, all your aura. This bowl is 7 metal bowl, 7 metals put in it and this is made in Nepal and I really recommend this one. Don't start to ask me where to buy it. This one was sent to me as a present. Nepalese or Tibetan hand hammered 7 metal singing bowl. It's great stuff, it re-raise your frequency and when I meditate with it, it creates a sound space that is quite impressive, and it just clears everything around. It's like a power plant or like nuclear sound bomb. Q. Can you please use your AI technology to connect Thorhan and speak with the Andromedan Council? No. No AI technology is used for that. Oh god, no. When I connect to Thorhan it's by two ways. Either by a link of the heart I have with him, it goes by direct consciousness, because I have a personal link with him. Or either via the implant what he needs to give me intels and I need to write down words forward, it's like a walkie-talkie. I hear his voice in my head and he shows me images. But I don't need it in fact, I just can now connect directly by telepathy when he's near. AI doesn't enter in the equation. It's just technology, using the telepathy and electromagnetic frequency of the body and same for Andromedan Council. You can to connect with it. Connecting with it is that are your star family or your soul group. If you're an ET-bodied here it uses consciousness, it uses meditation connection to yourself and consciousness directly and you don't need any device and implant, nothing, if it's used with your star family. Connecting with ETs are not of your star family, you do not have any channels to them. You need an implant, you need a technology, because they are far off the planet and you need something safe that is really attuned with them. If you don't have it, don't try it. They need to put it in you. 488. It's like you have a phone and you activate it by a brainwaves. So connecting with ETs, it's either your soul family and you connect for yourself, no technology required. Or either you need a technology if it is ETs that are not linked to you in any way and far out of the orb of this earth. Q. Good ETs do not use chip or implants to contact humanity. What do you think of it? They do not need any chip or implant if they already have a soul connection to you, if they are a personal soul group. But if they are not and they are like strangers it is they need an implant or tracker. And the good and the bad ones, because why would they put them? Also it is who tell you that you have an implant and I put it in you, they are not the bad ones, because the bad ones will never tell you, because they want to mind control you. So they will never tell you. Implants can be anywhere in your body, absolutely anywhere, because it's activated by the brain waves that goes in all your body. Sometimes communicators can be closer to the head but not always. And have more trackers more in the limbs or the feet or the lower legs. But that's it's not a generality. ET species do different. Message telling you three things, before I leave. The first thing is, that if I do all that it's because I love you all. The second thing is from next week the Q&A will be on the Wednesday, same time. The third thing is a beautiful story that someone wrote in the comments of one of my videos on the YouTube. One day humanity will reach its full potential of evolution and this day we will not need technology anymore. But before we get there we need technology as a tool to help us reach destination. Technology is not the purpose, the aim and the destination, it's just a tool we use done way. The real destination and the real purpose is the evolution of human soul, and this doesn't require technology. Technology is just to help us getting there. The evolution of human soul is the unlocking of our true potential. We are all beautiful powerful beings. Perfection is a name, is a target. It's because perfection can never be reached that the fight of evolution will keep on going and going and going. The desire for perfection is what fueling all life and all consciousness in this old multiverse. The desire for perfection is the carrot that is always put in the front, that you put yourself. Perfection is stillness. When perfection is reached, the fight for the balance stops. And there's no life, there's no passion. There's no all this as imperfect beings we will reach our full potential and beyond. One day we will teach other cultures, because the potential we have goes further and further than the potential of many other species, because we are royalty. We have an incredible compound of 22 amazing bloodlines. As individuals with our angers, our fears, our questionings, as imperfect as we are, we will go very far. And let me tell you the story that this person left in the comment of one of my videos. A monk was going to a well, carrying on his shoulder a stick with two buckets. Every day he was going to Thule and filling the two buckets with water, and he was walking back to the monastery, every day carrying the water. One of the buckets was perfect and contained the water to destination. The other bucket was cracked, it was an imperfect bucket and it was leaking all the way, and arrived to the monastery there was just half of the water left in this bucket. But the monk didn't care. He was using this same cracked bucket. He had enough with the other one. And one day the cracked bucket start to feel very ashamed to be imperfect, to be cracked, and he finally told the monk, because in these stories the buckets speak, "Oh, I'm so sorry, I'm so ashamed, I'm so ashamed, I'm so sorry, I'm 489, so imperfect. I'm all cracked and you lose all the water. Oh, I'm so sorry to be so imperfect and blah blah." The monk replied, "I do not want to swap you for another bucket with no crack. I want you. I want to use you. Now why that? I'm leaking water by." And the monk say, "I will show you." Put the two buckets with water and walk back on the monastery truck, and he said to the crack bucket, "Now look, see your pile here, the perfect bucket. Look. The road on his side is all pristine and rocky and you see only dirt and stones. Now look at the road on your side." And the bucket, the crack bucket, looked at the road on his side, and the monk said, "Now look. On your side every day has grown flowers, because you licked water all the way, flowers have grown and it is magnificent on your side. The whole side of the track to the monastery is blooming with flowers. That is why I want to use you as a bucket." And that is the moral of the story. Imperfection creates life. Copyright. All rights by Elena Dannon. YouTube channel of Elena Dannon. Transcripts made by CosmicLibrary.de. The end.